Welcome to From the John Clark Performance Studio, where we get to hear performances by talented musicians right here at WDAV. I'm Rachel Stewart. On this session, we get to hear from Chamber Music for All, one of the Charlotte area's most excellent professional ensembles. Chamber Music for All performs concerts throughout our region, anywhere you can think of in schools, performance halls, museums, churches, and they perform with a variety of configurations of musicians, depending on the program. Today, we've got three folks performing for us. We have founding violinists Colleen Lupano and Monica Bobach, and pianist Philip Bush. Colleen and Monica are both members of the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. Colleen is the concertmaster there. And Philip Bush is currently on the faculty of the University of South Carolina School of Music. He's also a Charlotte native, and all three of them are award-winning musicians, and it's just great to have you here in the John Clark Performance Studio. So thank you all very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
for having us.
Why don't we just go ahead and get started talking about the music that you're going to play today?
We are going to play five pieces by Dmitri Shostakovich for two violins and piano, and we felt that being a Shostakovich year, and also on our chamber music series, Chamber Music for All, will be performing the piano trio number 2 in E minor coming up in November. So we felt it's a very good opportunity to celebrate this wonderful 20th century composer. And maybe Monica wants to say a little bit, but...
Well, you know, for us coming from the former Eastern Bloc, Galina and I were born in Romania. For us, Shostakovich's music is like comfort food for the soul, in a way. It's very dear to our hearts. And playing anything with Philip is always a treat. So finding this music quite recently made us very happy because we got to do both things at once.
It's very different feel than the usual sarcastic Shostakovich. It's, let's not forget, he also wrote music for movies. And it's just absolutely delightful five movements for this ensemble. And we also, having been prize winners at the International Shostakovich Quartet competition, and we're the only ensemble invited to play in Paris at his 90th birthday celebration. It's even closer to us.
Well, and as I understand it, we're going to hear part of it, and then we'll finish. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break, chat, and then we'll hear the rest of this piece. So just quickly, do either one of you know why he wrote this piece? Was he just having fun?
I think he was having fun. It's like a very early piece, and it's been arranged by Atovnian, which is one of his students. And we're going to play, to start with, the first two movements, Prelude and Gavotte.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we just heard two of five pieces for two violins and piano, and we will hear three more in just a moment. You're listening to Chamber Music for All. Violinists Colleen Lupanu and Monica Bobach and pianist Philip Bush. And this is from the John Clark Performance Studio. You're right, that has a lighter sound than a lot of Shostakovich or what you expect from Shostakovich. I wonder if you could just very quickly tell us about Chamber Music for All. And I believe it's your 10th anniversary. Is that right?
It is.
Yes, it is.
We're excited about that.
We went through COVID. We went through a lot of things. And it's been growing to such an extent that we had to quit basically a couple other things we were doing in order to fully concentrate and focus on this on our series, and due to the generous nature of our supporters, we're doing very well, and we got to play about 18 concerts last year, and we felt that it was a little much when you put everything in with the symphony and how busy we are, and we said, no, let's do any, maybe only like 15 this year, but it turns out that we are up to like 18, 20 again. So we just cannot help it. We find it's like kids in a candy store. We see a piece that we love. Oh, we got to do this. Oh, we got to do that. And how about this? How about that? And playing for students, for a younger audience is very important to us as well. And we have our regular audience that that comes to basically everywhere we play. We started few years ago, a mini festival in Lancaster, South Carolina, which we just finished three programs. It's been very successful, and we're very happy and with the repertoire. And it's going well.
Good. Yeah. Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you.
Philip, I thought I would ask you, you play a lot of chamber music, and I wonder what it is about chamber music. What do you like about chamber music?
The repertoire, I guess, is one of the big things. I also was lucky to have teachers who always encouraged me to be involved with chamber music. And I always feel that my involvement with chamber music has strengthened me as a musician in solo terms and vice versa as well. It's kind of an art form where, I guess, one way you could describe it is it's a kind of democracy in musical terms, in the sense that everybody contributes to you in rehearsal. You contribute your ideas in live performance. You react to each other. You know, you're playing from the score, but there's a lot of give and take and a lot of in the moment, you know, reaction to each other. So I guess it's kind of a combination of all those things. But the repertoire, ranging from, you know, the 17th century to the current day, is just fantastic. I mean, I'm speaking sort of selfishly from the piano standpoint. Of course, it's not even talking about, you know, the chamber music that doesn't involve the piano, like string quartets, which I love equally to listen to. So, it's been a joy. And also, I mean, it's great fun to share the sort of quote unquote tension of a live performance with other musicians, and to share that feeling of accomplishment. And when it's all done, you know, it's a more satisfying feeling than just coming off stage yourself as an individual. Even if you felt like you played well, it's more fun to share it with other people, other colleagues and friends. And I've been doing this now for 45 years playing chamber music, and I've made so many wonderful friends, Colleen and Monica, you know, among my best friends of all of those, but, you know, just many friends all over the country and all over the world, you know, doing that. So that's also been a benefit and a joy.
I'll say, you know, from an audience standpoint, since I'm not a musician, it's an intimate form, which I really enjoy.
Very much so, yeah.
Monica, I thought I would ask you, we're doing this session as part of our celebration of Public Radio Music Day. We're joining stations across the country in celebrating what public media stations can do for music. And I'm just wondering, as a musician, what does it mean to you to have a radio station like Classical Public Radio here?
It means the world to me as a professional musician and as a parent and as a citizen. We are big, big believers in public everything, public schools, public radio. It's something we all in this room value deeply and care about deeply, and we want this to continue to thrive forever in the future. It's important for everybody to have this as part of their lives. I cannot speak highly enough of it.
Well, thank you. And you all are supporting just by being here today. So
it's a pleasure. No better way to support anything than have fun doing it.
Yeah. Well, let's have some more music. What are the next...
We're going to do the last three movements of this piece, Elegy, Waltz, and Polka. Thank you.
All right. Yay. I should applaud. Those were three of the five pieces for two violins and piano by Dmitri Shostakovich, as performed by Chamber Music for All, ensemble group based in Charlotte. And today we heard founders, violinist Colleen Lupano and Monica Bobach, and pianist Philip Bush. And I want to thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that lighter side of Shostakovich. This has been a session from the John Clark Performance Studio here at WDAV. I'm Rachel Stewart.